This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Alice Holland, Doctor of Physical Therapy and Director of Stride Strong Physical Therapy in Portland, Oregon. Her clinics, one in Hillsboro and another in Beaverton, provides outpatient physical therapy to adults who have muscle, joint, and skeletal injuries, as well as helping patients with post-operative rehab. Alice, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
You're most welcome, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today, Alice. So, physical therapy can heal the world. That's a strong statement. Why do you believe this?
Yeah, absolutely. Majority of costly and chronic diseases that happen as a second line in the modern world is due to a lack of activity and exercise. Depression, diabetes, heart disease, and low back pain. And physical therapy is the forefront of activity and exercise. Time and time again, studies have shown that exercise and a healthy lifestyle can significantly contribute to lowering risk factors for these major diseases and can improve the quality of life for patients who are already suffering from chronic diseases. The strength and the function of patients with depression, diabetes, cancer, and heart disease can be gradually progressed via therapeutic exercise administered by a physical therapist. Eric, yeah, a lot of patients in the modern world can benefit from a gym membership and a motivating personal trainer, but a large part of the population who are sick need to be progressed in a systemic manner by a professional with a medical background. I personally feel that's not enough to be to encourage patients who are already ill to initiate steps to a healthy lifestyle. Our medical community tends to treat them with drugs on top of drugs, which has led to our opiate epidemic today. Has anyone thought of turning them on to exercise and movement via physical therapy? Our modern society has been one that has been fixated on quick fixes, painkillers. But is this really the proper solution, though? Or is it merely a coping mechanism to shove the problem so it can be dealt with later and later and later until the patient has created a plethora of bad habits, a sedentary lifestyle, obesity, debilitating back pain, and even more drugs to fix those bad habits? So, Eric, that's why I strongly believe that physical therapy and exercise can heal the world.
You certainly made some great points right there and strong points, I might add. What do you think the threat is to the physical therapy profession today?
Well, I have to say that one of the things that continues to threaten the physical therapy profession is our pervasive culture of instant gratification. Case in point, insurance companies prefer to fund life-changing and permanent body-altering surgeries on patients in the hopes that the one surgery will be the one and only quick fix, even though research has continued to show that majority of orthopedic surgeries have the same or poor outcomes than PT. Mind you, even though physical therapy is but a small fraction of what it would cost to have surgery, insurance companies continue to squash patients' access to PT. I frankly think they're shooting themselves in the foot and making themselves pay more for the same, if not worse, quality of life for the patient. Look, I'm not opposed to surgery when it is needed. There are just some joints that are far too damaged, and they need surgical intervention. But I firmly believe that patients should try conservative treatment first before going under the knife. So, for example, I brought in some research studies to show this. A randomized control study made in 2015 found that surgical decompression yielded similar effects to a PT regimen among patients with lumbar spinal stenosis who were already surgical candidates. So given studies like these, why insurance companies are choosing to limit patients' access to cheaper conservative care is beyond me. In the end, I can only chalk it up to our instant gratification, one-time fix, obsessed culture. Society needs to fight back against these insurance companies. Another really important threat I need to mention here to our physical therapy profession are the hospital systems. More and more, I'm seeing hospitals with large medical groups care only about their bottom line and profit margins. You see this a lot in local hospitals. They're squeezing more and more patients into physical therapist schedules because more volume makes them more money. to the point where some of my colleagues came to me saying that they are forced to see patients every 15 minutes. This I find is ridiculous. How can you fix a patient's low back pain in 15 minutes time? To do it the proper way, a physical therapist has to touch the patient, administer massage or joint work on their spine, then they have to train the patient into good posture, administer core exercises, all the while coaching them to perform movements and activities with proper form and core engagement. How is the hospital physical therapist supposed to do this in 15 minutes time? The time constraints and obsession to meet profit margins is limiting the physical therapist's ability to do good work.
And Alice, thanks for the thorough coverage right there. Thanks so much. What sets your company Stride Strong Physical Therapy apart from other physical therapy clinics, maybe even locally or nationally?
Yeah, first of all, our physical therapists definitely don't see patients for just a mere 15 minutes. We spend 45 minutes to 1 hour with each of our patients. We take the time to talk to our patients, get to the heart of what movements cause them pain, evaluate their pain source, manually work on their muscles and joints, practice strength-inducing exercises, and then practice and improve those movements that cause them pain in the beginning. This way, our elderly patients can finally train themselves to get better balance or be able to go up the stairs. And our high-functioning tennis players, they can rehab so they're able to make an overhead smash without tweaking their shoulder. Our clinics at Stride Strong Physical Therapy are special because we not only give patients what they deserve in healthcare, but we also give physical therapists the space and time they need to excel and truly care for our patients.
And I'm sure the residents of Portland, Oregon, and the vicinity are most pleased of the service that you offer to the community. Today we are with Alice Holland, Doctor of Physical Therapy and Director of Stride Strong Physical Therapy in Portland, Oregon, with locations in Hillsboro and another in Beaverton, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Physical Therapy channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Alice, tell us about your top accomplishments as a physical therapist, if you don't mind. That would be great to hear.
Well, Eric, one patient comes to mind. She is a middle-aged lady who called me on the Saturday because she was in such immense pain that she could not move. I could tell she was scared. She said she rapidly declined in the last few days even and could not make it out to her mailbox anymore. I heard the panic in her voice, so I decided to see her after hours. Well, turns out she is obese and she has pretty advanced osteoarthritis in her hip. I worked on calming her down and calming her muscles down. She had a lot of muscle spasms at the time, and her pain came down. I introduced gentle exercises that would help build her strength in her legs. She was a diligent patient who took home all the exercises and advice I gave and went through with it. So over time, with a progressive plan, I coached her on movement avoidance so she doesn't continue to aggravate her hip, and also convinced her to take on a healthier lifestyle with a healthier outlook on diet and exercise. So in the end, with my help, she managed to stave off a total hip replacement for 2 whole years, dropped at least 100 pounds of weight with no gimmicks, and she now walks a regular 2 miles a day for her health. I have to say here, my next largest accomplishment, I feel, is creating Stride Strong Physical Therapy and allowing other gifted physical therapists to do what they do best day in and day out so they can repeat the same story I just told over and over again with their own patients.
And that is a tremendous example, and thanks for sharing that. That is most helpful for sure, and it tells us what kind of person you are working with someone after hours. Good stuff there. Lastly, when should patients seek the help of a physical therapist like you and your team?
Yeah, I think as a patient, here's the thing. The biggest guide would be one simple question. Can you perform your desired activities without pain or limitations? So, for example, if you're an athlete and you notice that your Achilles is hurting every time you're running, or if you're a mother and you're realizing you cannot cough without peeing, or if you're elderly and you're finding that you're falling more often and losing your balance, then you absolutely need to come in and see a physical therapist.
Certainly appreciate the focus on your industry, the physical therapy industry, and for joining us here today on behalf of Stride Strong Physical Therapy. If you could tell us where listeners can get further details online on your locations there in Hillsboro, Oregon, and Beaverton, where's the best place online to get further information?
The best way to find out about us and to contact us is actually via our website, stridestrong.com. You can fill out an appointment request line there, or you can even just email us and ask your question on physical therapy.
Again, Alice, we thank you for what you do in the physical therapy space and for joining us here today. All the best, and thanks for your time once again.
All right, thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Alice Holland, Doctor of Physical Therapy and Director of Stride Strong Physical Therapy in Portland, Oregon. Her clinics, one in Hillsboro and another in Beaverton, provides outpatient physical therapy to adults who have muscle, joint, and skeletal injuries, as well as helping patients with post-operative rehab. And for all the details, visit StrideStrong.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.